Hey guys, good morning, sunshine. This is LaShonda Henry here. You are officially inside our A-Team Power Up Circle Accountability Call. Now, our agenda today is really to focus on what you need to do this week, as well as talk about some things I feel like are really going to help you become more profitable and productive in your business overall. So number one, my goal here is to help you create your agenda for the week, and then two, carve out time to not only work in the business, but work on it as well. So first things first, let's talk about what it is that you've worked on over the last week or so. So what I want you to do is whether you hit star 6 and 1 to talk to me or just quietly write down and reflect on what did you accomplish last week with respect to your business. Now, as I mentioned on a previous accountability call, each quarter in business, you will notice that entrepreneurs and big businesses, Fortune 500 companies, six-figure, multimillion-dollar individuals participate in national sales cycles. And I consider them to be national sales cycles because whether it be a holiday season coming up or just the change of the quarter, businesses overall participate in their own unique sales offerings, and they share these great, amazing offers with the world. Now, as an entrepreneur, you have to become conscious of that and then put yourself within that cycle so that you know that every single quarter, you've got essentially at least one great offer to share. Now, this is something that's really, really important because one of the things that I talked about a couple of weeks ago inside the Power Up Accountability Circle was the idea that you have to create routines for your business. Being successful, creating systems, getting things done, it's just not this natural magical things that happen. For most people, we've got to be systematic and strategic about it to get the job done. And a part of that process is just having natural routines that you wake up, like you breathe, you brush your teeth, you get the kids ready for school. Having those just natural routines that you implement in your business, that's a big part of the process. So one of the things that I want you to think about today is the time frames that each quarter businesses participate in their own unique cycles, right? So what I want you to think about for the second quarter of this year, what is at least one focused project that you are going to put out there, one great offer that you are going to share with the world, right? So I want you to write this down because we're going to talk about this today. This is really, really important. Now, you also, when you're thinking about this particular project, I want you to make note of what you need to do to launch it within this quarter, what you need to get the job done, how you're going to make that happen, right? So I really want you to think about that. So you may look on your computer, or you may watch commercials and you see that these businesses, big and small, or open your inbox and you see that individuals, coaches, mentors that you follow, everyone is strategically working on the national sales cycle and they're putting out their great offers. And it usually for this quarter, you probably saw this start about last month in April, and it's still trickling in May. So again, you want to think about that. Now for myself, I'm working on several great offers, right? And one of them is my, I would say May for me is a happy month for multiple reasons. One, my birthday is in May. Two, as a mama, I believe that Mother's Day is all May. So I like to do a lot of different things for the moms come May. Last year on Sister Sense, I did 7 sweet treats for moms in business. And this year I'm doing a Sister Sense for Moms in Business bundle. And I won't talk about that now, but you can take a look at that at formom.sistersense.com. So outside of that one particular great offer, that just is a part of my quarterly routine. Every single year I do my Four Moms in Business offer. I'm also doing what I like to call now the Power Up Plus workshop series. So for the next 4 weeks, I'm doing 8 amazing Power Circle Plus Get It Done workshops, live webinars, so that I can help you work on four specific areas. One, really understanding some things that are essential as far as posts and content that you can put on your blog. Some of you want to create video and audio, and you've been asking me so many questions about it that I said, you know what, I want to do some live intensive webinars on how to edit your video, publish it, put it out there, so I can answer some of the very common and frequently asked questions that I'm getting from you all, as well as information products, you know, how to get it started, what you need to do now to just kind of jumpstart that momentum and make things happen for yourself. I'm also talking about landing pages and really the key things that you need to know as far as creating sales pages for yourself online. So this is the Power Up Plus series, and that information is at pup.sistersense.com. But that's something that I am working on right now and sharing with my community. So I want you to, again, your first question for today, what is your focus product? Project. It's too early for me, right? I'm tongue-tied. What is your focus project for the second quarter? What do you need to launch, and how are you going to make that happen? That's a big priority for us today. Now, I always like to kind of look forward and move back, right? Look forward and move back. It's kind of like a dance that I do with my business. Now, the first thing as far as looking forward and looking back, I want you to think about, were you able to see profit or progress last week? That's a big one. Sometimes we're kind of moving so fast or thinking about, you know, I need to be 10 steps ahead. I need to have accomplished this, you know, the things that I wanted to do yesterday, that we neglect ourselves. We neglect to say, you know, job well done, or we neglect to see what it is that we were able to complete. Or on the flip side, sometimes we spend, right? Especially my 9-to-5 entrepreneurs, you know, you guys are idea generators, but because you've got a consistent income, you spend way more on the business than the business gives back to you. So having that opportunity to slow down and stop for a minute, reflect on last week, and really say, was I able to see progress in the sense that did I get things done? What was I able to get done? Even the smallest things are big things, but you need to be like, yes, mama made it happen. And then two, was I able to see profit last week? What sold? Was I able to think about and implement some strategies and take advantage of the national sales cycle, put out some great offers? What happened last week? Really, really, really reflect on that. And then as I do that dance, right, looking back, moving forward, thinking about this week. Now, there are a couple of things I want you to keep in mind as far as this week is concerned. One, top priority projects. What do you need to finish or start this week? I did a previous call really on how I put together my productivity system for the week and how I figure out what it is that I need to do today versus tomorrow versus just period, right? And so I want you to kind of refresh your memory today on that. I can't go through the whole thing, but just as a refresher, think about those top priority projects that you either need to do for yourself or for clients. One of the biggies is that I always say to you guys, a part of being a part of this accountability circle is allotting time for yourself to work on the business and not just in it, right? So you want to think about those areas in your business that you should fix this week or update or upgrade, work on in one way, shape, or form. And now you may have these big things that you want to get done in your business, like, okay, I need to do a complete overhaul. But realistically, you can't do an overhaul when you've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on in your life, right? So you've got to be able to take that big dream of an overhaul with your business and break it down into things that you can get done on a weekly basis. So again, thinking about what it is that you're going to do to work on the business this week, put that on top of your top priority list. As I talked about before, one of the biggest things you have to do as an entrepreneur is to take your project seriously. It's not just about what you need to do for the family or for others or for your coworkers. It's about what you need to do to make your business exactly what it needs to be. And so today I'm talking about tweaking, and really this idea of when you're tweaking on your business, you're thinking about those areas you want to focus on, as well as acknowledging, accepting, and moving past failure. Those are some big items for us to really touch on today, because essentially the goal here for you to be productive, it requires you to, one, focus, And then two, it requires you to accept the failure, tweak the business, move on, and make things happen for yourself, okay? So let me give you a great example of that. The Power Up Circle is fairly new, right? So we do our, the vision, I should say, for the Power Up Circle is our weekly accountability calls versus our, well, not versus, but in addition to our weekly pro blogger calls, right? So putting together an opportunity for me to not just do the Jumpstart Your Business call, but get you guys on a morning, Monday morning accountability call every week, as well as get you guys on a weekly pro blogger call so we can work on the business and the blog. And the vision is genuine. The idea is pure. It works great on paper, but I've had to tweak this every single week because it's fairly new and I'm doing the dance, right? Looking back, looking forward to get it to a point where it works best for you guys and it works best for me as the person putting it together, obviously, right? So as I'm adjusting this, I'm moving from doing these 8 calls essentially a month because it's the pro blogger call and the accountability call each week to now doing our morning accountability calls and then adjusting the times to figure out, you know, which time really is going to work best for my community and then adjusting the pro blogger calls, right? So going from weekly to thinking about biweekly or pre-recorded. And the idea here is that, one, I'm not stopping, right, because my vision is pure. I want to make sure that I'm in here helping you become more productive and seeing progress in your business in one way, shape, or form. But again, in order for me to make that happen and really get the help you get the most out of the Power Circle, I've got to put my thinking cap on and work on tweaking this idea, tweaking this community, tweaking what it means to be inside of Power Up and making things happen in your business. It's a part of the process. I know what I need to know to be productive. I know what I need to know to teach you guys, but putting together the system that's going to work for you and your customers, it's a dance and you've got to work on it. Right? That's something that I want you to think about today because a lot of times you guys are in your head, right? And you go, okay, I'm going to create this vision. This is what it should look like. And you sit on it and you sit on it and you sit on it because you're waiting to launch it and work it the right way. But in order for you to actually figure out the best way to tap into the full potential of your amazing idea is to launch it, is to focus on completing it and getting it done. Now, you guys know inside our accountability team, I always have these wonderful, wonderful quotes for you. And so today, I want to actually share two of them, right? First one being this, from Johann Wolfgang. And his quote is, "What is not started will never get finished." I love this quote, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. I'm some names I just butcher, but I'm not really about his name. I'm about the fact that this is an amazing keeper quote. What is not started will never get finished. How powerful a concept is that for you as an entrepreneur this week? There are things that you need to start. There are ideas that you've been sitting on in your box or in your brain. What is not started will never get finished. In order for you to tweak the vision, you actually have to launch the vision, and that's something I want you to think about this week. What needs to happen? What's that great offer that you should be putting out every single quarter? You should have at least one amazing offer to share with the world. What are you putting out there? That's number one. Number two is a quote by Bill Gates. Thank God, simple name, right, for me to say so I don't butcher it. It's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. Everybody wants to talk about how to be a success, how to get to that six-figure success level. But let me tell you something right now. The entrepreneurs who are doing it and doing it well, they don't simply focus on success. They heed the lessons of failure. In order for us to do that, you've got to do that dance of looking back and looking forward, seeing what you did and accomplished that made you feel good, seeing where you need to work and make things better. You know, case in point, I'm thinking about some of my clients who participated in my pro blogger session. A few of the ladies were able to launch and put their teleseminars and their live webinars or their pre-recordings, their paid sessions out there, or do virtual sessions, however they did it. One, they put it out there. And that one for me is just a big thing in and of itself. just kind of understanding what they needed to do, putting the product out there, and that was their amazing offer for the, you know, moving from the first quarter to the second quarter, number one. Number two, in addition to seeing the success of just completing it and either getting profit from it, sales, or building their list, they were able to see the mistakes they made or errors or things they want to tweak. You know, I'm working with two particular clients, and they're talking about what they're going to do next, you know, in a couple of weeks or a couple of months from now. And you can't really clearly see how to make your business better until you launch it, until you complete projects, until you work through the failures so that you can make it better, okay? So something for you to think about, these two powerful quotes that I've given you today. The only way to measure your true potential of any vision that you've got right now is to put it out there and know that tweaking is a big part of the process. I have a few ladies in my circle that, you know, and I will say a few, it's kind of like an open door, right, with the Sister Sense community. I have ladies come in, I have ladies go out. I've got ladies sign up, I've got ladies unsubscribe. It's the process. But the thing that doesn't change is me, right? I'm that consistent thing in the middle or consistent being in the middle that makes the circle go round. And that's what you've got to be for your community and for your vision. You cannot simply just create ideas and then create another idea and then create another idea and never launch. Or you cannot put yourself in a position where you start something and then fail and then drop it and do something else because you were like, it didn't work. And it's got to be them, either they don't want to buy or I suck at sales. You know, making up all of these excuses other than realizing that all great businesses, big and small, have to stay consistent and just really know that they have to tweak. You always have to tweak. You always have to work. You always have to just suck up failure, see it as it okay, so what? It happened. Let's move on from here. You know, I look at everything that I do, and I gave you that wonderful example of just working on the Power Up community as I'm doing right now. It's not perfect as far as the system goes. The content is there. Like I say, I know what I know, and I'm able to answer the questions and build the community, but I've got to work on perfection and tweak it as I go. I'm not going to stop and wait for it to be perfect. I've just got to be consistent about tweaking it, which is what I want you to do. So while you plan your agenda for this week, answer the next question. Should I be tweaking or launching right now? Am I sitting on my ideas and just kind of trying to figure out how to make it perfect, or sitting on it because I'm afraid that it's not going to work, I'm afraid that I'm going to fail? I need to launch this bad boy because it's in my heart, it's in my mind, and I know that it can be valuable to others. I need to launch. Or are you in a phase that you should tweak? You're at that point where the devil is a liar, right? He's telling you, girl, this ain't working. Just drop it. Go, hey, look at that. They're doing that, and they say all you got to do is pay $197, and then you can start up, and you're guaranteed success. So what you're doing is sucky. It's not going to work. Go and do that next thing, right? Are you going to be that jumper entrepreneur, jumping? Well, you need to just slow down, stop where you are, and then start tweaking, right? Because sometimes, like, again, the devil is a liar. He wants to come in and tell us that what we're doing is wrong, that we're insufficient, that we are an imposter, right? We're selling people pipe dreams and things don't work the way they should work when they do work. And the idea is not simply to let circumstances or failed processes stop you. It's to figure out, let me stop a minute, think about my customers, think about what's working for me, think about how I can tweak my business and make it better. So this week, this month, what are you going to be doing? Should you focus on tweaking your business, or should you focus on finally launching that thing that you know you need to get out of yourself and into the world? So if you have anything that you want to share with me, we need to do a clarity session, right? So make sure that whether you're hitting *6 and 1 to, you know, talk to me and talk to the community, or you are scheduling clarity session with me, you can do so by going to callme.sistersense.com. You can even just email me and go, LaShonda, you spoke to my heart today. You can email me at lhenry.sistersense.com. Again, the idea here is for you to, one, think about what you were able to do last week, where you were able to see profit or progress. Number two, what you plan on doing this week, those things that you need to prioritize in your agenda. And then ultimately, number three, understanding the difference between focus and failure. What you need to focus on your business. Specifically, I talked about the national sales cycles and why every single quarter you should have at least one great offer to share with the world. That's a focus versus failure, understanding that you have to keep on keeping on. And while it's wonderful and fine, as Bill Gates says, to celebrate success, it really is more important to heed the lessons of failure, tweak your business, and keep moving forward. That's how you're going to build it. That's how you're going to make it grow. So those are the things that I want you to think about today when you're planning your agenda, when you're thinking about what you need to accomplish and versus what you did in the previous week. Again, let me know where you are and what it is you want to do. For those of you who are either on the call or listening to the replay, definitely do this right now. What we're going to do is we're going to do Social in 60. I love doing this. An opportunity for you to just get on social media for 60 seconds and share something with the world. It could be on Twitter or Facebook. I personally like doing Hootsuite because when I do Hootsuite, I can just post one thing and then share it with everybody. So right now, I want you to do Social in 60 and basically finish this sentence and share it with the world. This week, I'm working on ... Okay, so I want you to share that statement with the world and then put a link on the end of it too. If you've got a link or an opportunity, let people know what that is. Number two, I want you to also think about either doing one, the other, or both because you've got 60 seconds right now. You can also put out there, I just finished ... So I'm about to say, I'm about to finish or I'm about to wrap up the Power Up Circle. Had an amazing call today. So I'm going to share that with my social universe as we social in 60 right now. So y'all are just going to hear me type in. Social in 60 is just about to wrap up, so I want you to guys to get ready for us to wrap up in 2 seconds, but just kind of put your quote out there. Think about any links you want to add to the end of that or hashtags, whatever it is that you want to do, but we're almost about to wrap up, and I'm going to share my tweet just now. I feel like doing the Jeopardy song. All right, ladies. So I want to give you a little extra time. So we're going to do social in a little extra 60, right? But just an extra time to think about what it is that you're going to put out there. Maybe you need to go and pull up a link or, you know, make it right, sign up to your site into your Twitter or your Facebook. But I definitely want to make sure you get that done now. And I'm just about to wrap up because I've got a one-on-one clarity session. I've got a clarity session happening in about 5 minutes, so she may just jump on this call before I'm done here. But we're going to make that happen in 2 seconds. So, all righty, ladies, I have sent out my tweet on the Twitter universe. You can check that out. Basically sharing what I am doing today, which is having an amazing time inside our weekly Power Up call and letting ladies know that they need to participate in our upcoming 8 live webinar workshops, the Power Up Plus series, which you can do at pup.sistersense.com. This week I'm starting that 8-part series so that I can help you power up plus, right? In addition to these live calls, it's separate of these live calls, but in addition to these live calls, I want to do webinars so that you can actually see how the magic happens and get a better sense of what you need to do to get the job done. So definitely participate in Power Up Plus and sign up for that. The first session on Tuesday, I'm talking about blogging for a business, 4 essential blog posts that you should have created yesterday, and how you can use something like Mad Mimi to turn your blog into a newsletter. That's a biggie for those of you guys who have the idea and the concept of creating newsletters, but haven't gotten it done yet. And then on Thursday, I will create information products like a pro session. I'm talking about how to create those information products for your business, whether they be audio, video, or incorporating PDFs. I was talking to a client last week doing a clarity session, and I gave her a great idea. You know, I'm always giving great ideas as part of my clarity sessions, and she said, "Oh my God, LaShonda, why haven't I done that? I need to do that information product. I need to do that audio like yesterday." But you know, I lose momentum. So the idea is, inside of Power Up Plus, for the next 4 weeks, 8 sessions, I want you to keep that momentum, be excited, and actually learn how the magic happens, plus get that stuff done. So make sure you sign up for that at pup.sistersense.com. And then, of course, on Thursday evening, 7 p.m., we've got our weekly Jumpstart Your Business call. And I believe the next session is going to be how you can generate quick income burst versus steady income burst. I may have to do that as a two-parter because that's a lot of information, but that's what it basically is coming up this week inside our circle. So, oh goodness, I've got my clarity session that should be starting now, but I'm wrapping up the Power Circle session. So, ladies, I hope you have a beautiful and blessed week. This is, as always, the accountability call on Sister Sense. An opportunity for us to really think about those things that you need to do to be productive and profitable and really see progress in your business. The idea with the A-Team is for you to work on your business on a weekly basis in addition to working in your business, right, whether it be projects for others or projects for yourself. So again, ladies, think about those powerful questions that I had to ask you this week. I had to ask you these questions about focus versus failure, those things that you need to be working on in your business. For some of you, I'm probably going to be talking to you today. Later this afternoon, I'm doing a live session on how to step into creating information products, or rather I should say the first step to creating your information products. That live webinar session is happening this afternoon, as well as our Power Up and Jumpstart sessions happening later this week. So you know I'm committed to y'all. There's a whole bunch going on, but I will talk to you more later. Take care. Bye.